You got it.
This transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are go.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
We're live. It is Sunday, the 19th day of June 2011. The quickening is definitely here. And we have an extremely important broadcast lined up for you today. Undoubtedly, during the first hour, we won't have any time to take calls, but I do look forward to taking your calls in the second hour. We knew this was coming. We now have the EU and UN sanctions on the way to begin the pretext of the invasion of Syria now, not just Libya. And we have the confirmed reports from inside Fort Hood and other major bases that U.S. military is going to be sending in heavy armor in late September, early October. And I've likened this to World War III. Now, after I released that video Friday, the special report I did, I realized I needed to shoot another video explaining to people, the general public, what World War III means. Because we have a pop culture idea of, if we go to war with the Russians, that's World War III and the end of the world. And I don't know what World War III will look like, but I know that World War IV will be fought with sticks and stones. But I'm not talking about a thermonuclear World War III. I'm talking about a third world war. And you can look up different Encyclopedia Britannica, Wikipedia, other definitions. But when you look them up, it's a multi-region war with more than three countries involved that is prolonged with high numbers of dead. And if you don't call the last 9 years of Afghanistan, Iraq, Pakistan, Yemen, all these other countries, if you don't call that a multi-region war with high numbers of dead people and a lot of different countries involved, if you don't call it a World War III, what do you call it? And it just so happens that I was going from memory, but I wanted to make sure I was right, so I did a lot of research Friday night and Saturday to make sure my video was accurate. And it turns out it's completely accurate, except for one issue. The Pentagon calls the Cold War World War III. Oh, yeah, that's official. We're going to be going over that. And so I guess you'd call this World War IV, but for a popular understanding, if I said World War IV, folks wouldn't get it. And I even have George W. Bush, ABC News, and other reports here saying Bush likens war on terror to World War III. That's what it is. It was a pretext for World War III or World War IV. It's a proxy war. It's a world war via proxies, as we predicted would happen and would be expanded in the Obama deception. So we're going to break down exactly what the globalists, what the Bilderberg Group plans to have come out of this today. And it's extremely important. Now, I'm not going to get to that first, though. I'm not going to get to that first. I want to get into the TSA and the fight against total federalization. That's really what this TSA situation is really all about. It's much bigger than just airports. And the fact that state legislatures in Texas had their genitals groped so hard that they were racked by it. They were groveling in pain. And they were told, you have been now been punished. And then there's many cases confirming, even when they're caught on tape, when federal goons tell you you're being punished. That's why when I go through, they get uppity. I start explaining, I know your boss is stage 9/11, and there's not the pleasure in it, so they don't usually abuse me because I take the pleasure away. I'm ready to be abused. I don't care. I'm good. I'm constitutional. I'm historically informed. I'm for liberty. I'm with the spirit of 1776, and I don't care what you do to me. I crossed over that river a long time ago. As far as I'm concerned, the coins have already been given to Charon. Okay, we're going to come right back on the other side of this break and get into all these huge developments. And I have a correction to make as well. Stay with us.
Mm-hmm.
when you're
go off the grid for worry-free phone calls now. Yes, worry-free, affordably priced, no-hassle mobile, residential, or business phones can be yours at offthegridphones.com. Our plan started only $14.99 per month for residential and only $39.99 per month for mobile. And our mobile rates include taxes and surcharges. That's cheaper than the top three providers in North America. What makes us off the grid? We never ask for your social security number and never run a credit check or make you sign a contract, something those large phone companies can't offer. Offthegridphones.com offers some of the lowest, most affordably priced plans in the industry. And popular low-priced mobile phones are available too. So make the switch today to offthegridphones.com for mobile, residential, or business phones. Get your off-the-grid phone by calling 800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553 or go to offthegridphones.com. Affordable, private, all this and more at offthegridphones.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Thank you for joining us on this Father's Day live worldwide transmission against tyranny in defense of liberty. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We're here every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific, 3 to 5 Mountain. And then, of course, I come back live during the week, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., all times Central Standard. The websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. Okay, let me do something here that I always attempt and almost always fail, because as I read each headline, I end up diving into the second or third. It's kind of like the old Tootsie Pop ad with the owl. He goes to the wise owl, the kid does, and says, how many licks does it take to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop lollipop? And the owl says, 1, 2, 3, and crunches into it and says, 3. I'm never able, a decade ago I could, at the start of the broadcast, it's an old habit, I think it was a good habit, I would just read you at least 10 of the top stories we'd be covering. I never get 3 or 4 deep, without just launching into the third or fourth one I get to. But we do have big World War III news, and I've never used that term on air. By never using the term, I mean I've never said that it's a serious possibility, and it is a serious possibility now, and I'm not the only analyst saying this, so we're going to be breaking that down at the bottom of the hour. That's the big report today, and I assure you that you're going to want to be joining us to hear that breakdown coming up. I will have open phones coming up in the second hour of the Sunday transmission. We're also simulcasting this radio show in full living multi-camera shoot color at PrisonPlanet.tv, an entire other dimension. That way I'm not just claiming I have a news article or a video clip or a congressman here in studio. I'm able to actually show it to you. Now, and that's really the future of radio, is the fusion with video, and that's why we've been doing it for more than a decade now. Okay, let me just go over some of the headlines here for you. Let me see. This is out of Forbes. It says, Texas state officials left sore from TSA pat-down. And by the way, that's in the TSA training. They actually grab your testicles and squeeze them to make sure they're real. I have watched them do this to Jesse Ventura. And he turned red and said, I'm leaving this country. It's East Germany. I can't handle it. I've actually watched them grab his genitals and squeeze them, okay? And I'm just, thank God it didn't happen to me, because I can't put up with it, okay? See, I just failed. I just read one article and I couldn't shut up. I'm sorry. There's over 100 here, all just as evil, okay? And multiple of them, they were punished. They said, your Texas legislators, get over here. We're going to squeeze your private parts. Sexual assault. Oh, boy. Total federal power grab outside the jurisdiction. So many facets. Oh, it keeps us safe from terrorism. Sure it does. Sacrifice America on the altar of the perseverating ninnying and fetishes over fear of terrorists that are all financed by the globalists. I'm sorry. Here's my correction. I have a correction to make. I heard, and I'm not even going to attack them, because I know it's how the disinfo works. I heard local talk radio last week announce Rick Perry had added it to the special session, something I said he wouldn't do. to bring the bill back up to ban TSA rape downs here in Texas. It's already against the law. I've had multiple district attorneys on from around the country. There's already laws on the books. A cop can't come up without a warrant and grab your genitals. An FBI agent can't. You can't. The dog catcher can't. A Keebler elf can't. Nobody can. But this new unbonded goon force who are now on the streets of America and high school proms. And looking at these reports here, I heard the report. I went and looked it up that morning. Couldn't find it. But I just went with it. I mean, I should learn not to trust mainstream media because they said Rick Perry had added it. Well, actually, I made some phone calls Friday and today and discovered that, no, they're trying to shield Rick Perry. The Republican leadership is, because this is a big national hot-button issue and he's getting ready to run for president. I know he promised you he wouldn't. That was the guarantee he would. I told you a year and a half ago he was, and just wait. Don't hold your breath for him not to run because you're not going to be alive. He's running. You better believe it. But they said, yeah, he'd added it. No, technically, the leader of the House and leader of the Senate can re-add it. They've now got way more than the sponsors they need to pass it. They had a unanimous vote a month ago, 138-0 in the House, and they had a 131-1. Only had one abstaining vote in the Senate, and it got killed by Perry through his lieutenant governor. But Dewhurst got in so much trouble, he quietly slipped it back in. But it's only a recommendation. So even if it passes the House and Senate, Perry, before the final vote, can kill it. And he's not re-entered it. And the Washington Times is saying, editorial, Rick Perry versus the TSA. And they say, help us, you're our only hope. And it just goes on and on. Meanwhile, the Texas House members are being put on the rack. And being literally tortured by TSA, and we've got a clip of that newscast coming up. So I'm going to cover that first when we come back from this break. Let me tell you about some of the other news here. And tell me if you hear the hypocrisy here. And it's multi-layered because I happen to know the law in all 50 states because I've had top constitutional lawyers on to break it down. And I've looked it up myself. It's not illegal to spank your children. But here's News 8 out of Corpus Christi, Texas. We're on a great AM station down there. This is out of CBS News 8. Judge has harsh words for mom before sentencing her for spanking her child. And it goes on, the child was not hurt, but it doesn't matter. And she's on 5 years probation for it. Now, let me throw you for a loop here. Here's the Texas Tribune from a month ago. House says no to parental consent for spanking. That's right. They tried to pass a law that parents have to give consent before they can be paddled at public school by a large board. I've got plenty of purple bruises from it. By the way, probably one of the only reasons I'm still alive was that I was disciplined by my parents and by the public school. And they are independent school districts, I thought, and if that's what the school board wants, that's what you get. And they need to be paddled, and they need to be run, too, as well, during the lunch hour if they're misbehaving. Or there'll be a bunch of wild animals. But don't worry, once they get out of school or get tasered and killed in prison, they'll learn about reality. But wait a minute, the school can paddle your child, but you can't. I mean, the school can leave you purple, but you can't. Well, there is no law in Texas against spanking your child. You can look up the codes. But see, there are plenty of judges that put people in jail for things that aren't illegal. And if you actually read deeper, this is not really the judge's ruling. They trick the woman into signing on to a plea bargain. That's how in Texas, and we exposed this now 11 years ago, the ASAP program, it was a federal grant. They were piloting it for all the state, where children, when they're late for school three times in a semester, were charged with truancy, and then parents were called in and the kids were put on probation, but it was a deferred adjudication, which puts you on probation for 6 months. Then when you make the next mistake, you're officially on it. And Judge Jean Meir was on the news screaming at them and having them sign documents. Anybody who knows real law and due process knew that that was a kangaroo fraud, that they were inducing through fraud and through ignorance the people to waive their rights. And that's how this was done. And then they parade these TV newscasts out there. The reporters are ignorant and dumb as a box of rocks. The parents are ignorant and don't know what's going on. and the people perish for lack of knowledge, as Christ said. Or who wants to listen to him, though? Oh, let me tell you, you got knowledge, folks. You're powerful. You got knowledge, you become wealthy. You know where to invest. You got knowledge, your family prospers. You don't have knowledge. Oh, I know you got knowledge about American Idol and Dancing with the Stars and Two and a Half Men, and you got knowledge about your football team. You know all the plays. So don't tell me you couldn't learn about your liberties and your freedom. See, if you knew about your liberties and freedoms and history, you'd know how dangerous it is once governments start doing this and where it always leads. Total tyranny. And you'd also know that not only can the TSA not grab your genitals, they can't be operating in your state. It's a federal power grab. It's called the 10th and 9th Amendment. Why do we have states if it doesn't exist? You know, don't give me that argument. The feds can do whatever they want. Why do we have states? For you ignoramuses out there that are new listeners and think I'm lying to you. We'll be right back. I'm on fire.
You've heard Alex Jones talk about eFoods Direct and their highly nutritious long-term storable food. Believe me, it tastes great. Order any three of their qualified packs and you'll receive the fourth absolutely free. Let's say you order three of their one-week responder kits. You'll get the fourth week free. That's a $75 savings on a one-month supply. Are you kidding me? For the cost of one greasy fast food supersized combo lunch, you can eat three hearty, delicious meals. And this offer is good for any of their quick fix supplies. This offer ends on June 22nd. eFoods Direct is prepared for these troubled times and will ship your order within 48 hours. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Your order deadline is June 22nd. To buy three and get one free, call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get more food for your money at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold, hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 Fruity Garlic Cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boosts resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Allie C.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. We are on the march. The empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Thanks for joining us as we defend the land of the free, home of the brave. Remember back when that wasn't a joke and the whole world marveled at our private property rights, our family rights, our Second Amendment, the great engine of wealth all over the world was our republic. Now, I just saw another big university report in the LA Times last week about how we're ranked at the bottom of industrialized countries for freedom, and now ranking behind many third world nations. We are not the land of the free, home of the brave. There's still some free speech, still some Second Amendment, still some property rights. But all of that is being overthrown. Let me tell you, when the president can tell you you've got to buy health care, as if that isn't unconstitutional, of course it is, but then give thousands of companies who are his buddies waivers where they don't have to buy it for their employees, that is outright hardcore mafia. But why not? Why not? If 11 years ago they could sign a secret deal with the VA, now public for a year, to take all the death benefits of World War II troops right through to modern troops. That's right, you got out of Desert Storm, one or two, you die in a car wreck, your wife thinks she's getting that insurance check from all that money you put in from your paycheck, you're not getting it. The government signed a deal to let the big insurance companies take it. You see, people better grow up and realize just how corrupt this government is. And they need to grow up and learn who runs the government. Foreign, offshore, totally ruthless megabanks that have overthrown hundreds of third world countries. And every time I say that, I get emails going, hundreds of countries? Yeah, there's over 180 countries in the world. And almost every one of them is economically overthrown and raped on average every decade. Argentina, Mexico, Nigeria. You want me to go on? See, I happen to be an expert on this. You're an expert on football. If you're a new listener, you're an expert on volleyball championships coming up. I'm an expert on the real world. And I happen to know what happens in history when people let government get out of control. People get hurt real bad. Society and civilization degenerates. And in every case, masses of people get killed. Giant war starts. Every thug, every control freak gets a job with the government and with the in crowd, raping, robbing, and stealing. And all the fruits of big government, all the fruits of the Constitution and Bill of Rights being gone are now manifest. The hedge of protection is gone. Number one in education 50 years ago, now ranking behind every industrialized country. Longest life expectancy 50-something years ago. Now the lowest in the industrialized world. Should I keep going? We are becoming a cursed nation. And I'm not giving you some Bible speech here. I'm talking about cursed by corruption. Cursed by not learning the lessons of history. Well, there's three different ways to learn, they say. There's by experience, there's by teaching, and there's by revelation. It'd be great to have things revelated to us, wouldn't it? But more often than not, your parents, others try to teach you. You're too smart. You don't listen. Founding fathers, let's not listen to those old guys. What do they know? They were just the cutting edge in history and still are. But let's just ignore them. You know, guys, if they disagree with each other, will politely get their muskets and go out in the street and have a duel. You know, the vice president didn't like Alexander Hamilton trying to sell him out to the British. He said, I'll meet you outside. Hamilton said, okay. And you know what happened to Hamilton. Let's not listen to those guys. You know, real men, geniuses, but also ready to get in a sword fight with you in 10 seconds. Could speak Latin, German, you name it. Let's just ignore them. Let's just not, you know, what they gave us that built all of this. Let's just get rid of all that. What do they know? So, most of us never get taught by revelation. That's a great blessing. Most of us don't get taught by teaching, by instruction. We don't listen. We get taught by experience. We get caught by experience. That's how we get taught. You know, I had a dog that liked to dig out under the fence and run around in traffic. But let me tell you, after he got hit by a car and half his teeth knocked out and his arm paralyzed and I had to get him back to health, helmet. Let me tell you, that dog didn't get near roads and was scared of roads after that. He didn't listen to me. When I'd have him on the leash, he was pulling towards the highway. But he didn't need to be told anymore once he almost got killed and knocked, I'm told, by the folks that picked him up and saved him 20 feet off the side of the road. He got taught by experience. And let me tell you, America, you're going to get taught hardcore by experience. You think there's tyranny now. You think you've been overrun. You think we're in a depression now. Get ready. You haven't seen anything yet. History is entering a flux period of rapid acceleration at every level. The good and the bad and the ugly, unchained. Every private demon of control freaks in government and major corporations turned loose. They write the laws now. They control the courts now. Evil has now been unleashed, and it's just getting started. You think Texas state reps having their genitals squeezed and being told this is for punishment by the TSA? You think, that takes a lot of nerve. Well, they've been told by Daddy Fed, you punish those people, and those guys will do what they're told. You think that's scary? You haven't seen anything. There's a reason the feds are trying to break the states right now, because they know the states are one of the only legitimate avenues for peaceful resistance to tyranny. The globalists want a shooting war. They want a revolution. See, they build up the police state. They tell you it's for foreign terrorists while they put in policies that they know are going to cause resistance. And then when you resist having your farm or ranch taken for no reason, or you resist having your children abused, and you finally fight back like a red-blooded human, they're going to call you a terrorist and use that to build up their force multiplying system against the general public. They don't care if cops and military get killed and all of this. That's part of the plan. So, police and military and everybody else, you better grow up and stop playing checkers and start playing chess. And you better realize history. You better get history real fast. Almost should get religion. But you're not going to get that in the 501c3 government finance controlled churches, where over 100,000 major churches now are publicly on Homeland Security payroll to spy on you. Land of the free, home of the brave, where you go to church to get spied on by the government. Oh, I said I'd get to the news. Judge has harsh words for mom before sentencing her for spanking her kid. Another deceptive headline. But again, when the propaganda is multi-generational, this reporter doesn't even know they're putting out this info. Because I went and looked up the actual case. They agreed to the plea bargain, and then they had the plea bargain sentencing. The judge couldn't give her 5 years probation and all these fines and family court for something that is not illegal in Texas. The girl was not hurt. By the way, she was out of control. And if you doubt me, House says no to parental consent for spanking. They can beat your kid in a government school with a big old board when they're acting like demons, but you can't spank them? The reason the school can spank your child is the same reason you can't. Because it's not illegal. You give applied consent when you put them in that school. We'll be back, ladies and gentlemen, with the TSA and then World War III.
You've been waiting and waiting and waiting to prepare. And now It's here now. The huge summer blowout sale at TrueWilderness.com. How much will you save? Up to 70% store-wide. Save this week on Alpine Air No. 10 cans, Wise Food Storage, Berkey Water Filters, Food Dehydrators, Pressure Cookers, Sawyer Water Filters, and much more at up to 70% off. But only at TrueWilderness.com. This is the preparedness sale you've been waiting for. TrueWilderness.com has every item you need for any emergency. Shelter and backpacks, knives and tools, lighting and radios, first aid, food storage, water filters, and much more. And now, during the huge summer blowout sale, save up to 70%. Call 877-573-7173 or go to TrueWilderness.com. Hurry, call 877-573-7173 or shop online at TrueWilderness.com. This summer sale is going on now through June 25th. True Wilderness, an urban survival company.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhimbe and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
You've heard a lot lately about zeolite, but what is it and why do you need it? Zeolite is a beautiful, complex, crystalline structure that encapsulates radiation and odors. ZeoKing Zeolite naturally eliminates radiation poisoning your body may pick up from x-rays, security scanners, or nuclear fallout. ZeoKing flushes environmental toxins absorbed from smoke, cell phones, and chemicals, so it detoxifies heavy metals including mercury, lead, and cadmium. ZeoKing Zeolite helps boost your immune system, allowing your body to balance itself and cut off food supply to cancer and parasites. Order your ZeoKing Zeolite now from ZeoKing.com for only $39.99 and receive a free month supply with every order. Call 888-402-6779. That's 888-402-6779. Or visit ZeoKing.com. That's ZeoKing.com for natural elimination of radiation poisoning.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, right here on the GCN Radio Network. Back Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. Thank you for joining us. All right, I got to get to our top news, and that's World War III. I'm not talking about your daddy's World War III or your mama or your grandpappy's, where you think of war with the Russians and nuclear war. I'm going to give you the actual definition, or definitions, they vary only slightly, of what a world war is, and then you can argue what number this really is. The Pentagon is calling this internally World War IV, and I tend to agree with them a bit that the Cold War was World War III by the definition, but the public doesn't know that happened, so I got to call it World War III. And that comes down to communication. Now, I've already covered some of the police state news dealing with our children, but here's another one. And I see these every week now in Washington State, California, Wisconsin. This one's in Massachusetts, and it's U.S. Open Kids. That's the name of a group of kids trying, the organization's U.S. Open Kids, trying to raise money for cancer. 100% of the money is given to cancer research. Fined for operating lemonade stand to fight cancer. They were fined $500 apiece for running a corner lemonade stand for cancer. Research. I'm sorry. You got to train them to be good little slaves. While Wachovia and its parent, Wells Fargo, got caught laundering $376 billion in narcotics money and owning and leasing and running the aircraft with the drugs on board. They got, of course, in no trouble because they run this country. But your child gets caught anywhere in America running a lemonade stand. They're going after fining Girl Scouts now, claiming they got to have a license to go door to door. You know, that's always the big telltale sign of a tyranny, is that it targets the general law-abiding good people. Because we're seen as milk cows or hogs to slaughter. Okay. Some other news before I finish up with the TSA and then get into the World War III news. Remember this a few months ago? I just thought I'd mention this because you've heard of it. It got some attention. TomTom, that's one of the GPS units, sorry for selling driver's data to police. They're real sorry that without a warrant, they sold all of their customers' data to the police. You got to wonder why you can buy things at cost. It's because there's hidden money involved. And, of course, you remember that, Financial Times of London. That was back in April, three, 4 months ago. I only mention that because there's a couple new articles today. Here's one, Herald Sun. Apple patent will stop you filming concerts, sports events on iPhone. And they say they're going to put up these infrared towers everywhere that pick up when your cell phone is filming any live event. Doesn't matter if it's a public symphony down at Zilker Park in Austin where there's nothing against filming. You're all just treated as evil, and it switches your phone off. Contacts Apple when they switch your phone off. You think, well, that's not a big deal. Here's what you need to understand. Google, which is an admitted NSA CIA creation, it's on record. Government funded it and founded it and through NQTEL, which is the CIA public venture firm that funds new technology so they control it. DARPA created the Internet. The Pentagon created the Internet, in case you kids believe Al Gore did it in 1996. But continuing here with this news, Google admits in its specs, in press releases, two other industries, and we've covered this written ad nauseum articles, that for five, now 6 years, that all the cameras and microphones Google dials in without asking you and listens and tracks everything you're doing. Just like in public schools in California and Pennsylvania, they admit, hey, we're watching your kids at home, in the shower, if the laptop's aimed at it, in the bed, and we're proud of it. It's just coming out in the open. Hey, we're going to squeeze your genitals at the airport. Hey, we're watching you at home over the laptop. Hey, we're tracking what you watch and what you do over your phone. See, this... The 21st century tyranny is about the big big telecommunications companies, four or five mega tech companies. They all meet, they all collude, they all decide on global standards, and back doors are built into everything on record, and everything surveilled without warrants. I mean, I remember USA Today 8 years ago admitting, and I've been told this by an executive, a former executive at a pizza company, but I confirm that the big three, and then this was 7, 8, 9 years ago, I forget. You can pull up USA Today on it, headline, scofflaws caught while ordering pizza, that when you order a pizza, and they get 25% of any fines, they get a base fee for doing it, your live location and your name is fed through a database to the police. And they got face scanning cameras and license plate readers, but none of that for the illegal aliens, though, because they're a precious part of driving down the wages. Continuing here, here's another one from networking news from ZDNet. No privacy on Amazon's cloud drive. And they tell you in the contract, as the Google contract tells you as well, they all tell you, but you don't read that 40-page thing, do you? They tell you in the subsection at 5.2 that they will use your files, they own your files, anyone they want, they will give your files to. So, they found the USA Today. Good job. Let's see. I said 8 years ago. Let's see if I'm wrong. 2004, six, seven years ago. See, my memory fails. 42704, Missouri tracks scoff laws via pizza delivery database. Now, that was one article about a company in Dallas with three companies and how the police in Missouri were using it, or Missouri. But if you read deeper, it's the whole country. So I thought I'd tell you about that because, you know, I'm that paranoid guy saying they're listening to you. And then you say, hey, what do I have to hide? Well, it's not that the founding fathers didn't have anything to hide. They knew when government starts spying on you, it's so they can shut down their competition and control you and rob you and get away with doing bad things to you. See, it shouldn't be what do I have to hide. It's what does a government, you know, I was years ago reading in history about it, but also my mom was telling me about it. She's reading The Devil's Disciples, big thick tome on the Nazis. It was about how Hermann Göring had the first systems to spy on everybody live time. You know, the FBI in the 30s had it where they would have the operators all on payroll listening into your conversations when they could or watching certain phone numbers at the switchboard. No. How Hermann Göring was busy spying on the Nazis themselves to be able to blackmail them and stuff. See, when private corporations like Google and Yahoo and Microsoft are spying on everybody, as it's come out in the U.S. and in Europe, then they can be blackmailed. That information can be handed off to client groups and, hey, minister, we know about your mistress. You're going to vote the way we want. By the way, we'll give you some more contracts for your private business. They'll be either we give you money, a carrot, for selling out your people, or we release the fact that you've got a male or female mistress. Now, what is it going to be? You see. And then the minister or the governor, in the case of New York, says, well, I'll blow the whistle on you. And they say, we've got everybody. You're not going to blow the whistle on anybody. And if you give us a problem, we'll crack you over the head and put you in solitary confinement. See, what happens in a society when everything gets to that point? You get a Soviet Russia, you get a Maoist China, you get a Nazi Germany. See, folks, a lot of people, good old boys, think corruption's cute. I talked to a lot of them that are, you know, quasi-successful, make a few hundred thousand or even a million a year, billionaires, people like that. I know a lot of them. And they feel like they're part of the establishment. And they say, well, I'm going to be okay. And yeah, there's some corruption. That's the way it's always been. Well, that's true. There's always been corruption, and when you decide to roll the red carpet out for it, why, it just goes hog wild. And that's now what's happened. America has cancer. And I'll get into the financial news next hour and some of your calls. I want to get into the TSA right now and then into the World War III situation, not on the horizon, but now right down the street. But before we do that, you know what, I think a video tells a thousand words. This is a local Austin news station. When we come back, we're going to play a short clip of. Because you hear me saying that the state reps were told you're being punished and TSA grabbed their genitals and squeezed them. But that's standard. I mean, that's when they had Jesse Ventura when I was flying with him cornered, it was like a big celebration. They were all smiling. It was about their personal power in life. They don't get big paychecks or houses, but they're the types that just like to have power over people. And it was a feast when they grabbed his genitals.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Spring and summer bring out the best of nature, but blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this powerful and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective. Even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oreganol P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt-based nasal spray. Use Oreganol P73 and stay healthy all summer long. Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need My Pillow, guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, My Pillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. My Pillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. My Pillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. My Pillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
This is our land. These are our people. The workers. The strivers, the builders, these are our people. Who are they? They are the dark armies, the dark murdering armies whose only honor is a trusted.
The answer to 1984
is 17!
Is 1776. Listening to the Alex Jones
Show. Yeah! Let's get some spirit going here. Now, you want to talk about pathetic? The Washington Times, LouRockwell.com, literally hundreds. Search TSA Rick Perry in a search engine right now. Hundreds of mainstream and alternative media are begging Rick Perry to save them. There's headlines like, Rick Perry is our only hope. It's like Princess Leia saying, help me, Obi-Wan, you're my only hope. And General Kenobi is no Kenobi. He's general fake conservative, make girls take a deadly Gardasil that admittedly kills them, nap the superhighways, but it doesn't matter. He wears a cowboy hat and has a West Texas accent. And I got to give him this. He is from Texas, not like Bush from Kennebunkport, Maine. Nothing against you if you're from Maine, but just
I'm not going to move to Maine and tell you I'm from Maine and put on a Maine accent. But Rick Perry is as phony as a $3 bill. But he's got nice hair, like Schwarzenegger, and so he'll probably be the next president. And I had this from a high-level Fox News executive. I had it from a Fox News host. And I got it from Texas sources here in Austin. And we've got all this inside stuff on Rick Perry. Going back a year and a half ago, well, actually 3.5 years ago, my film Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, he went to Bilderberg. We covered it. We predicted he'd run for president. In the film, when did we predict? 2012, right again? Sorry. I mean, look, when you live in reality, you know what play's coming next. And I wish Rick Perry was real. And I heard local news announce earlier last week that he was going to add it to special session. But it turns out he hasn't added it. So there's all these editorials begging him to enforce already existing laws and to let Texas pass a law telling TSA you got to have probable cause, and even then you can't grab genitals. And Rick Perry's not added it. So all these state reps I've had on and state senators, they're going, well, the governor means well. I've had him on. Oh, the governor means well. He'll probably add it. Well, technically, we've introduced it. We can pass it now. And we're hoping he will. So, and then the governor's gone as far to try to put out disinfo that he's added it. He has not added the TSA anti-groping bill. Again, the FBI can't stick their hands down your pants, but the TSA says they can. And by the way, I've talked to a lot of TSA people. I do bash them a lot because of their overall direction, their power grab, their 10th Amendment, states' rights violation. But every time I fly out in Austin, other places, they're shaking my hand. They're saying, we don't like it. They come out of line to tell me, hey, look, we're told to do this. And it's always the second or third TSA agent that comes over. You know, once you say, I don't want to be microwave ovened, I don't want to be groped, it's the boss that likes it who comes over and gets in your face. It's the administrator. So I have to say, as much as I yell and scream at the TSA, and they are guilty of following orders, just like the Nazis were at Nuremberg, I'm not saying they're bad people individually, all of them. But here is the newscast, a piece of it. News 7, Fox in Austin did a good job reporting on this. The full video is linked up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. But this is News 7, Fox, here in Austin. We wrote an article about it, got widely linked out there. And here it is. In fact, let me just give you the Forbes headline after we reported on it. Forbes, AP, they all reported on it. Quote of the day, after Texas state official left sore from a TSA pat-down, and Ron Paul's been on this show. He says it's humiliating, it's disgusting, and it doesn't feel well. You've all seen the photos and video. I mean, they go up between the legs of men, and they actually check to see what it is. Ladies and gentlemen, sometimes that's a little freaky when my wife does. I mean, you know, and I hate to get graphic here, but exciting thing when you're into it, but it's when it's your wife or in the case of women, your husband. But this is people you don't know. Think about how far we've come, how far we've fallen, that I have to even get on air. I mean, 5-6 years ago, I would have thought that I was in a parallel universe of satire and absurdism if I was going to be on air. If somebody 5 years ago would have said, you're going to be on air talking about the TSA on the streets of America and at high school proms and sticking their hands in people's pants. Oh, I forgot. A year ago, it was on the outside. Now it's in the pants. Miss America, former Miss America in Dallas, crying. They went in her pants and went in to check. And let me see, there's something there. Let me check that with some dirty glove that had searched 100-plus people into her body. And now, and I've sat there with Jesse Ventura where they're patting him down and smiling. They know he's a celebrity. They know he's not an LCIA terrorist. And then they go up between the legs, and you can read his lawsuit of what they've done, and they grab, and then they squeeze. It's like getting fruit at the grocery store to make sure it's not rotten. Let me see if that feels like what it should. This is what America has turned into. Now, here's a clip. The whole newscast is up on the local Fox station site, but here's a clip of what happened to Texas legislators when they were out of state and they were targeted and, quote, punished. Here it is.
State officials are speaking out tonight about their uncomfortable experiences at the airport recently. Some are claiming TSA agents went as far as leaving them sore in private areas. Fox 7's Camille Williams joins us live from the newsroom with the story. Camille?
Loriana, remember the bill that would limit TSA searches at the airport? Well, it's been reincarnated in special session, and we've all seen these videos right here on YouTube of people claiming that TSA agents have inappropriately touched them. Well, now top Texas officials are claiming that they've been left humiliated and even left sore.
Let me put this delicately. I was still feeling the effects of the pat-down as I sat in my seat from New Orleans to Houston and then Houston to Austin.
Barry Smitherman, chairman of the Public Utility Commission of Texas, was heading back home to Austin from New Orleans when he says he was ushered to the body scanner. He told the TSA agent he'd rather go through the metal detector.
He said, well, you don't have that choice. And I said, okay, I'm opting out. Those are the key words, right? So the TSA agent goes, opt out, we got an opt out, you know, calling everyone's attention to me.
Smitherman says it took roughly 40 minutes for the TSA agents to search through his carry-on bag piece by piece and to give him a thorough pat-down that he says was completely inappropriate.
And finally I said, you're punishing me for opting out, aren't you? And to her credit, she said, yes, we are.
State Representative Barbara Nash says she was upset after she was pulled aside for a pat-down.
She went, made me move my legs apart, and she fell down my legs and up, all the way up, and then she made me stand a little.
Let's stop right there. This may have been on Fox News locally. I can't even air what comes next. I mean, I can't even air this. I'm not comfortable because FCC harasses talk radio and not TV to even air this, okay? Now, let me explain something to you. I have laser beamed with my eyes Jesse Ventura with someone's hands between his legs squeezing him. And that's how they all describe it. Remember, back in November when Drudge Report took our reports and sent them out nationwide and worldwide, number one website in the world, news site. And I had witnesses, I had video, and people couldn't believe that they were going in the pants, much less on the outside. Now it's admitted. And that's how it's described. They almost lift you off the ground. They almost lift you off the ground. I mean, they go in there and then they go, let me check. Now, again, let's say Al-Qaeda's real, terrorism's real. You got a better chance of being stung by a honeybee and dying. I want to face the danger. And then expanding, who are these people that want to do this? Who are these people that want to do this to us? What type of folks would they hire to do that? And then you get the federal documents of the National Security Force Obama's talked about, and then you learn. They have now admitted the TSA, as I told you many years ago, is to be nationwide everywhere. They're building an army of people who will follow any order they're told, who will do anything they're told. Now, I haven't gotten into, again, the World War III news and the banking news, the financial news, what this tiny elite are doing and why all over the world they've got TSA-styled goons doing the same thing. They're training you all to be prisoners. They're training you all that you have no rights. They're attempting to break your will. Spread the word about the live transmission. We'll be back after the news. Hour number two, straight ahead. Learn more at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
The people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.